It's July 17th, 2022. The Commonwealth Games are now just 11 days away. Captain of the Scottish Thistles, Claire Maxwell, is in the middle of Team Scotland's final camp before heading into the Athletes' Village. The 33-year-old will arrive in Birmingham on the 24th of July for her third Commonwealth Games. It makes her one of the Thistles' most experienced players. Getting to the 2022 Commonwealth Games has been something of a special journey for Claire. In April 2021, she gave birth to her daughter Lucy, which marks the upcoming event as the first international netball tournament she competes in as a mother. But before Claire can think about all that, her head is currently in the throes of camp and preparing for what's about to come.
Yeah, 11 days to go. Can't honestly believe it in some ways, but we're so excited. This is our final camp in preparation, so everything's come together. We've ticked a lot of boxes over the last few weeks. So yeah, we're in a really good place and just excited to get going and start the competition. It's been a while, it feels like we've been in a national dress in a big competition, especially the Commonwealth Games, and it's a very new group, it's a new coach. So for me, even though I've been there in the past, it feels new and it feels exciting. So it's a great opportunity.
Like all players, Claire found out on June 8th that she's been selected to compete in this summer's games, and with additional news that she's been chosen to lead the squad as captain under head coach Tamsin Greenway. Having played in two previous games in 2014 and 2018, Claire's on-court experience to an otherwise youthful Scottish side is invaluable. But that does not mean her selection was guaranteed.
Yeah, three Commonwealth Games, but you never get that expectation that your name's going to be on the list, like, no matter what experience you've had previously. So, you know, it's always an anxious time round about selections, but just very grateful and proud to be on that list, and to be named captain under a new coach is a great honour. So, yeah, I'm really excited about these games. It's a different setup as well, like in terms of like how the village is going to be set up, the fact it's a home games. I competed in the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, and being in Scotland in the UK, it was just unbelievable. And I feel like as much as it's based in England, it still feels like a home games, and we're going to have a huge amount of support. So that's like really, really exciting. And if it's anything like what the World Cup was like in Liverpool, then the place will have a great atmosphere around the netball. You know, it's such a popular sport now, and the English girls, they get a huge amount of support. Not just for them, but for other teams as well. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to playing in another kind of home-ish games.
Though the Commonwealth Games will be somewhat familiar territory for Claire, Birmingham 2022 will bring with it a whole new test for the international netballer. Early last year, Claire gave birth to her first child, Lucy, making her a full-time mum as well as an elite athlete and PE teacher.
Yeah, first games as a mum, and it's like completely different. I already started trying to pack for not just me, but for my husband and Lucy, so they're all organised to go. It just brings a whole different element. Like, I think it makes you really value netball. So when you're at netball, you can be a little bit of you. So you get your own identity back. You get that time away to just concentrate on your own goals, and to have a support system that allows me to be a mum but also like achieve my dreams is really important to me. And I'm like really, really grateful for everything they do. Like, you don't quite realise, like they always say, oh, it takes a village to raise a baby, but like to do raise a baby and have like an elite athlete and amongst the family as well is like super tough. So I'm really grateful, but for me it's just like I'm playing more than just for me. And it was always that case, like you're always playing for your friends and family, but now I'm actually playing with my daughter there watching. So I'm like, right, I really need to inspire, be a good role model, step out and make sure all this time away is really worth it, because it is a lot of time away that you spend to allow you to reach your goals.
As a driven netballer, even when pregnant, Claire's attention was still in part focused on returning to international play. With Lucy now here, Claire has learned that life as a mum and an elite athlete does not always go hand in hand, but with the support of those around her, it's a challenge she wouldn't have any other way.
I'm probably quite an ambitious person, so you're quite aware of like the netball cycles, I guess, and I knew when I was pregnant, I wasn't sure like club level what I was going to return to, but I knew internationally I would love to return and play like a Commonwealth Games. So it was always in the back of my mind. I was really lucky during my pregnancy, I was allowed to be like really active during it. Kind of post-labour, postpartum, it was tough. Like, I think everyone's experiences are so different, and it's amazing that we've got more mums in the sport, but at the same time, everyone needs to appreciate everyone's journey is really different. So like, as much as my journey has been one way, Ebony's journey, Sophia's journey, everyone's will be slightly different in how their bodies cope or how their home situation, how much support they get. So yeah, it was always in my back of my mind, but I probably didn't actually realise maybe quite how challenging it would be. Just because you have to give up so much time, and as an athlete, like I've always probably been quite selfish in the past, like, oh, I need to train, I need to do this, I need to eat, I need to get so much sleep. That's all out of my control now. Like, Lucy determines how much sleep I get and what time I'm getting up in the morning, and all those kind of small things that add up to like who you are and who you can be as an athlete. So yeah, it completely changes it, but I'm so grateful and I'm so glad that I've like got this opportunity to, you know, compete in a Commonwealth Games and be a mum and hopefully inspire others at the same time to be like, you can do it. It's all about your mindset.
To be the role model she wants to be, Claire knows that part of that will come down to her very best as player. And to be the best means delivering the results. For the captain, there is no question about what the goals are for her and her team when they hit the court.
For these Commonwealth Games, we want to basically match our world rankings or better. So really, we're looking about top eight. So within our group, we've got a pretty tough group to kind of probably crunch games going on histories, that Barbados game and the Welsh game for us. So if we win both those games, we'll be on target. We'll be in the seventh and eighth playoff position. So yeah, they are key matches for us. We're doing a lot of preparation going into those games, and it's always the same when you hit these kind of world events. There's always key games that are really important. It's the same for the top teams. Like, the key games for them is when they hit each other in the group stages or the semi-finals. Who are they going to come across? So it's really important you do your work behind the scenes. Like, we do a lot of analysis. Like, Tamsin's big on that as well. I'm just breaking down our game and their game to make sure like we're fully prepared. So like when we hit the court, if only we did this, or if only we did an extra bit on centre pass D, none of that will come in because we've done all the hard work. Like, that's why we're in these camps, that's why we're giving up our weekends every weekend in the summer, so that we are prepared as we can be.
It is, of course, not just Claire that wants to hit the target. There are a host of people surrounding the Thistles that are hoping they deliver on court to help their agendas off it. From head coach Tamsin to Netball Scotland CEO Claire Nelson, there's a lot riding on the captain and her squad. When it comes down to Claire, everyone has to be accountable for the team to thrive.
I think you always have, in this day and world, when there's like funding and different things that come into elite sport, there's always going to be like KPIs that are sitting up there in a cloud that you're aware of, but it doesn't impact our day-to-day. You know, it's not a key focus because you can get caught up in that. Like, knowing that or thinking about that is not going to impact how you perform on court. It's actually probably going to be detrimental. So yeah, we very much trust in what we are doing and making sure that we're doing all the small things to allow us to reach that. But yeah, it's more about your mentality towards it and how you approach your training, and knowing that like you're an athlete 24/7, so you have a responsibility. And I think part of the reason why we're a part of a netball team is because it's sharing that common goal. So like, you've got each other to lean on. So like, if it was like maybe an individual sport or you were just doing it for yourself, it's very easy to be like, oh, I'm just gonna lie in this morning, I'm not gonna get up for that session at 6:30 in the morning. But like, you're accountable to others. Like, you have to be there, your teammates are going to be there, you know, you need to work hard in training, because if you're not, you're doing a disservice to the person you're playing against, because that's not how it's going to be when you hit Australia in that first game. Like, they're going to go hard on you for the full 6 days. So yeah, it's the beauty of being a team sport. You kind of hold each other accountable. We're aware of like where we want to go, we're aware of our goals for the Commonwealth Games, but it's not the end all and be all. Like, it's more about making sure we're 12 happy players, we've put out our best performances possible. Like, no one can take that away. If you've done your best, no one can say anything against you. Like, that was your best that you could give in that given point, and that's all we want.
Seven players out of those selected to represent Scotland will be suiting up for the country for the first time, and Birmingham makes the Thistles a relatively untested team. But with that comes a lot of fearlessness, and Claire can't wait for her squad to show the world that quality and what they might be capable of.
Yeah, it's a young team, actually. I bring the average age miles miles off, as Tamsin always tells me. It is a young team. It's an exciting team. I think we've got lots of potential. We've got a fast midcourt. We've got shooters that are lethal. And we've actually got a lot of like varied styles within our team. We can bring out like different styles of our game all within the same structure, which is really exciting. And you know, we don't just have a seven, like we've actually got a 12, which is like super cool going into the competition. Like, we're not just relying on seven players running out. So it's an exciting team. It's a team with a lot of promise. Like, I think some of these girls will go on and do like multiple cycles for the Scotland team, and this is just their first experience. And like, for a lot of them, like, they're good now, but I feel like they can be like great. They've got so much potential. we've got some brilliant players, and you know, if we can play to our full potential, then we're going to get some good results, I reckon.
One thing Claire is currently relishing is being to impart some of her experience to those coming up, reminding them that the honour of being recognised as one of the 12 best players in your country when the anxiety starts to hit is just one of the tips she has shared. Being able to give advice to the younger players is possible in part because of the personality netball draws out in Claire herself. Self-professed introvert off the court, but dogged on it, getting to be two people and live two lives is one of her favourite things.
I would say Claire Maxwell on the court and off the court are like completely like polar opposites. Like, I've probably got that kind of mongrel, like, you know, I don't mind getting in the kind of like fight and the hustle of it for that full 60 minutes. Like that, what they call white line fever, like when you step across the line, like you're in it to compete and to be the best that you can be for your team, and obviously trying to impact your opposition's game as much as you can. Off the court, I'm actually quite quiet, reserved. I don't really like making decisions, like, yeah, kind of small things like that. You know, I just like family time, going out for dinner and like that kind of side was, yeah, in the netball environment, I'm captain and I'm leading and I'm like vocal and I'm like directing people. So two completely different people, but I actually love it. Like, netball's given me so much in terms of confidence and communication skills. Like, it allows you to be someone different. And then off court, you can be like yourself as well. Like, we have 12 people and everyone's unique in their own ways.
Scotland's Commonwealth Games campaign will begin on July 30th against the world number ones, Australia. Dismantling a side that has never in its history finished lower than second in an international tournament will not be a simple task. And while Claire is under no illusion of what challenges the opening match will begin, she can't wait to give it a crack.
Yeah, our opening game's against world number one. So, I mean, what better opposition to start your competition to see where you're at? I think it's great that the following day after it, we've got our crunch game against Wales. So it's actually a really good test. It'll give everyone a run out. Everyone will get experience playing against that top opposition. It'll actually just really identify things. And you can get a lot of confidence from it as well, because I think sometimes you put these nations like up on a pedestal, and then you get on court and you realise they're human just like you. Like, you can still like get ball off them, you can still pass and cut. Like, so I think it's just gonna be a great experience. Like, for us, there'll be nerves, especially being the first game for us, but we've got nothing to lose. I actually think it's really good we've got them as a first game, because no one's expecting us to do anything against them. We've got nothing to lose, we can be fearless, we can stick to our game, we can challenge ourselves, we can get everyone out there. So what a great start. So yeah, everyone will be feeling anxious, everyone will be feeling nervous, but at the same time, I think the huge thing will be the excitement to just get it going as well. Like, it's a big preparation, you're waiting and waiting, and it's building and it's building, you just want to get out there.
On-court battles, rivalries and drama will be part of the Commonwealth Games for all players competing, no matter where they are from. For Claire, who has brushed shoulders with top players from all around the world, both at league level sometimes and at big internationals, getting to share those experiences with others is as important as competing.
I think when you come up against other Super League players, or like, I lived with Lynette Spockgater and Carla, who has had a baby herself actually, not competing this time, but when you've lived with players or you know people really well, it's actually great because it's like a shared bond. It's like, how amazing is this experience? Like, you get to share being at Commonwealth Games with each other, you get to know other people. It's like, sometimes it's bigger than just a sport, it's being part of a team and the friendships you create. So I actually love it. Like, even within our team, we've got players that play for different Super League teams, and then coming together as national, like, there's no like tension or anything like that. It's like, right, we're in it together, and like, we're trying to get the best out of each other. So yeah, I think it's a lot of love between the netball athletes kind of across the teams.
With an eye always on the bigger picture and on the size of the moment, what netball has given to Claire already so far is unmatched. But as much as she has grown because of her sport, her love for it also stems from what has been able to offer those around her. Getting the opportunity to go out on a global stage in a sport tournament Olympic in size and scope is something everyone involved in Claire's life can enjoy. All that's left now is to leave it on the court.
Netball for me is honestly like such a key part of my life. You can't deny it. Like, you wouldn't give up this much time for this period of your life if you didn't have so much love for the sport. Like, it's given me like skills and qualities that I didn't have previously. It's given me lifelong friendships, it gives you people that you can lean on, it gives you confidence, it keeps you healthy, obviously. Like, it just gives me so much, but it also gives like my family stuff back as well. So as much as it impacts me individually, like, it gives them an opportunity to be so proud that like you're out on this stage and performing in front of like hundreds and thousands of people, and like they've been part of that journey as well. And sometimes it's probably tough for them because they see the ups and downs, but at the same time, like, they're like, this is cool, like, you know, netball, like, we owe a lot to netball, and I hope, like, when I do retire, like, I can give a lot back to the sport because it's given me so much during my journey.